Books and Arts.
Johnson. Don't fear the writinator. Computer-generated writing will never replace the humankind.
Many people will be familiar with automated writing through two features of Gmail. Smart Reply proffers brief answers to routine emails. If someone asks, "Do you want to meet at 3 p.m?", Gmail offers one-click responses such as "Sure." More strikingly, Smart Compose kicks in as you write, suggesting endings to your sentences. Both are not only rendered in flawless English, they often eerily seem to have guessed what you want to say. If someone sends bad news, Smart Reply might offer, "Ugh." The New Yorker's John Seabrook recently described a more powerful version of this technology called GP2, which can ably mimic his magazine's style. Such systems use a digital network of billions of artificial neurons with virtual synapses, the connections between neurons, that strengthen as the network learns, in this case, from 40 gigabytes worth of online writing. The version Mr. Seabrook tested was refined with back issues of the New Yorker. The metaphor of the brain is tempting, but neurons and synapses deserve those scare quotes. The system is merely making some, admittedly very sophisticated, statistical guesses about which words follow which in a New Yorker-style sentence. At a simple level, imagine beginning an email with "happy." Having looked at millions of other emails, Gmail can plausibly guess that the next word will be "birthday." GPT-2 makes predictions of the same sort.